speeds.net.
Busy time these days in Washington, and right at the top of the show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. One of our favorites, of course, Victoria Jones. Victoria, I used to tease you about your heels, just burning them down to nothing. Now I think you go barefoot in Washington, don't you?
Well, you want to go barefoot in Washington, I'm telling you.
No kidding. Big this week, and we talk about Iran all the time on this show and why people should care what's happening and what's going on there. So now we got these Iran nuke talks that are set for later this week. This is a big deal because the U.S. and five other world powers, basically, are going to talk with Iran. They're really going to talk. And you know, this is pretty wide open. What have you heard about what they're expecting from these conversations?
Well, I mean, it was interesting in the White House press briefing with Jay Carney today. He was very careful to say that, you know, we're very clear-eyed about this. And so he's very careful to say that, you know, they're going in with their eyes wide open and that basically they're not expecting anything dramatic to come out of these talks, I think. I think everybody understands that one of the reasons why Iran's going into these talks in the first place is that there are sanctions from the EU coming into play in sort of June, July, and sanctions from the US coming into play June, July, and both of which are very tough, or considered to be very tough. So they'll be attacking Iran in a pincer motion, and both sets of sanctions are also going to be targeting Iran's central bank. And Iran doesn't want to have to go through these sanctions. They are really going to bite them. They're going to impact their ability to buy things to help to make progress with their nuclear program. And these sanctions are really going to hurt them. And so I think part of their reason for coming to the table is to try to buy time.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. So we switch from that to speaking of buying time. We're not expected to hear anything from the Supreme Court until the end of June, really, maybe even the first couple days in July. But I'm thinking the end of June regardless. That's when they're done. Clarence Thomas getting a little defensive, one of the Supremes, about all the talk of him never speaking. Apparently he spoke up. What happened?
Yeah, he was at a panel at, I think it's the University of Kentucky Law School last week. And he basically explained his silence and defended it and was quite outspoken. And he said, look, we have a lifetime to go back in chambers and argue with each other. They've got 30, 40 minutes per side for cases that are important to them and the country. They should argue. Part of the process. I don't like to badger people. These are not children. And he went on to say, you know, maybe it's the southerner in me. Maybe it's the introvert in me. And I think, you know, if you take him at face value, he actually has a point. But there has to be, he hasn't spoken since 2006. You would think in 6 years there would be one case where at some point you'd want to go, well, hang on, wait a minute, you just said, but apparently not.
Exactly. I agree. I've heard, I don't know, to be honest, folks, and Victoria knows this too, I've heard that he sleeps a lot of times during the proceedings. So,
wow.
I know. My brother told me that. My brother went to the Supreme Court for a case, and he said they warned him about that, and that's what happened there. You know, oh, well, it's rough work. He's got to get, they got to get better coffee for those Supremes. That's what I'm thinking.
It's government coffee.
They need to borrow some money from the GSA. This is just embarrassing. This is ridiculous what's happening now. Some iPods are missing, and they were given like $200,000 in iPods and a bunch of other gifts. Now like $20,000 worth of iPods are missing. Wow, the GSA, talk about being under fire. Is there going to be some kind of a hearing?
Yeah, there's going to be two hearings on the GSA, actually. One hearing in the House and one hearing in the Senate on the GSA, House Transportation Infrastructure, and in the Senate, the Environment and Public Works Committee. They're both going to have hearings, and you're going to hear more about that. Also, a video has surfaced, and this video is pretty bad because it has a song of employees boasting about the money that they're wasting.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I saw the kid with the guitar, and he was singing about they'll never get us and whatever. Oh, it's just nuts.
Right, yeah. Right. So another senior-level employee was put on administrative leave today. So that's eight down now, either on administrative leave, fired, or made to retire. Eight.
Wow, that's incredible. One last one. Hillary Clinton, I think this is pretty big. She's a rock star with the Democrats, no doubt about it. And apparently she's not going to be at the Democratic convention. That, even with Barack Obama running for re-election, that's still kind of a big deal, don't you think?
I think it's a very big deal. And I think it's unfortunate in the sense that, you know, she would be so popular. But I understand why she's doing it, because the Secretary of State position is supposed to be apolitical, and she does try to stay sort of above and separate from the fray when she can. And so I think it's a smart move for her to do that, to continue to try to do that. Although on the other hand, you know, it's nearly September. There's only 2 months to go. You almost want to say, you know, what the heck at that point?
Yeah, come on, just go. Who cares? Exactly.
Just get on with it.
Get on with it. Victoria Jones, always a delight. Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.
And you heard, of course, the conversation there about the GSA, the General Services Administration. You know, that tells you all you need to know there. Generally lame, obviously, and allowed to get away with complete and utter murder when you think of the dough that has been pumped into that particular branch of government. And that's why so many people are now gone, including the lead dog, the GSA administrator, Martha Johnson, who resigned after just a couple of reports of all the massive spending. And I wouldn't even call it massive, excessive criminal spending on this crazy 2010 training conference in Las Vegas. It's funny, you think of people you know in other occupations where they have to survive on like $5 a day per diem or whatever it is. And that's not so far from the truth. They need a little dose of reality, I think, in this particular area of government. So you got a couple of hearings, as we talked about there, that are planned for next week by the House and the Senate committees. We'll see ultimately if they come up with some kind of a slap on the wrist, a punishment, or some big pronouncements about how ugly it is to have wasted all this money and how we need to go through all the records and pour through the past and see what else will, you know, shake out. And unfortunately, it's too late. The damage is already done. The money is spent. I guess better late than never in one sense to clear the decks and get some of these people out of the way. But why was this allowed to go on without any kind of oversight? Who approves these budgets? And I guess I might be answering my own question. That's why the administrator immediately resigned. I mean, when you're talking about, it's just like you look at how much for the conference, if you go back to the Bush administration, when they had the same conference in Portland, Oregon, it was $94,000 for that conference. 94,000, not even 100,000, 300 some employees. Now you got, what is that? Let me do my math. 655,000 more for the gathering in Las Vegas and New Orleans, because they had a big, big, big party in New Orleans too in 2008. So I guess that's when they started to really blow all the money. When you're just a million shy at a conference, I can't believe that nobody was able to sense that something was going on there with the GSA. Crazy. And you wonder why people say we're spending too much. Why is the government spending instead of slashing? Why? No grand jury for George Zimmerman. More of those finer details coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and we're talking about George Zimmerman now. Here's what's happened. The latest is there won't be a grand jury. None of this gets tossed to the grand jury in Florida. But there's massive debate still over whether or not George Zimmerman should be charged. And here's what's happened now. A lot of people have put up fake websites trying to rip people off that they're raising money for George Zimmerman. So he has a website up that came up over the weekend and had someone in his family and another person close to him prove that it was his website. And on the website, he put on this is what it says on the website. It says, on Sunday, February 26th, I was involved in a life-altering event which led me to become the subject of intense media coverage. As a result of the incident and subsequent media coverage, I have been forced to leave my home, my school, my employer, my family, and ultimately my entire life. This website's sole purpose is to ensure my supporters they are receiving my full attention without any intermediaries. The life-altering event, we know, was the shooting of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, which happened in Sanford, Florida. He told police it was an act of self-defense, standing your ground, and he hasn't been charged with the crime, has not been charged with it yet, and might not be. This prosecutor said no to the grand jury. It's not moving forward to the grand jury, but is leaving it up to the prosecution. So there are a couple of different things happening here. He's raising money for his what could be defense, but then saying, his family's out there saying, he's not saying that he's going to have a defense, but just in case, pretty much, we want to make sure that there's some money for this. And throughout the website, he says, I'm grateful to my friends. They've come to my aid publicly or personally. They don't question my integrity, my actions, all that kind of stuff. And he emphasizes that he can't discuss the details of what happened on February 26th so that the investigation can continue and it won't be hindered by him pretty much. It'll be unhindered. And he thanks people for patience and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's real. It's really his website. Would you dump money into the website for this guy's maybe defense? Maybe defense. And he already dodged one bullet, pardon the pun, because of Angelina Corey, who said that she would not present a case against Zimmerman to the grand jury, but that it's now up to the prosecution. And they were very careful about this because there's so much heat on this thing to say that her tossing it away from the grand jury shouldn't be a factor in the determination, the final determination of the case. So here's the upshot. He's got a website. He's trying to raise money. He's saying, forget all the other phony websites out there. Thanks to my friends and my family. If you want to donate to me, please donate. I have no gig. I have no nothing anymore. My world's been turned upside down. Thanks to everything that's happened here. And it's up to the Justice Department as to what happens here. Are the feds going to do anything? Is it going to move on to anything else? We don't know. And there's no timetable, by the way. So the clock is off. There was a clock on the whole grand jury thing. Now there's not because there isn't going to be a grand jury. So this could go on for a while. It could go on for quite a while before anything is ultimately released about the findings of the investigation. Here's my guess. It really goes on for a while. It really goes on. It's not going to be over at the end of the month. It's not going to be over next month, and it's not going to be over the following month. In fact, the Supreme Court and their red-hot decision on Obamacare, what's going to happen there, is going to come out before anything's decided with this George Zimmerman thing, because it'd be easy for the Justice Department to drag their heels on this. Not that they would do that, right? I think that's what will happen. And they still could come up with charges, but I think this is going to go on for a while. Now, I've gotten a mailbox full of opinions on Zimmerman and what happened in this case, some defending him, some saying that the media is overzealous in what they're doing, and NBC should be disbanded because, of course, they decided they would take some creative licensing with some editing on a 911 call. That was bad. Absolutely. And others say that Zimmerman, you know, shot the kid in cold blood, period, because he was paranoid or nutty or whatever reason, or was a wannabe cop, and he should be behind bars. So let me throw out these digits again on now this latest deal. He hurdles the whole grand jury thing. It could be the handwriting on the wall that this, ultimately, there's nothing here, or they're not going to find hard charges, and it's just going to, that part's going to go away. 855-266-KATE. We have a brand new number here for America Tonight. Woohoo! Give some applause by those people in the studio. Do we provide them with Red Bull each and every night? We need to jack them up a little bit more. We need a warm-up act. 855-266. Oh, there they are. Maybe it was 5-Hour Energy. I don't know. So 855-266-KATE or 855-266 if you want the numbers 5283. If you're like me, you need the numbers too. 5283. Let's go to Jeff in Louisiana. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Oh, great. How are you doing tonight?
Great. We're glad that you called us from Louisiana. I like those parts of the country all around there. I've spent a lot of time in and around New Orleans and some other parishes, let's say. Do you have an opinion on the whole Zimmerman thing? What do you think?
Well, let me tell you, the thing that really gets me that I don't understand is him being a white Hispanic, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've never heard that before ever in my life until Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson brought it up. So if he is a white Hispanic, in all fairness, shouldn't our president be a white African-American because he's quite white?
You know what? I think, Jeff, here's what the confusion is. It does sound odd. It does sound odd to say white Hispanic, but we're referring, if we're talking about skin color, there are Hispanics who are darker color, obviously, and who are lighter colored. And that's like Cuban Americans. A lot of Cuban Americans are light, have light skin. They don't have dark skin, which is, I think, the distinction that they were making. I think that's the distinction that they were making there. Let's see. Let's go out to Michael, who's listening to us in Alabama, it looks like. Hey, Michael, your shot on this one. What do you think about the whole Zimmerman deal?
Yeah, I feel that it's a little bit complicated because not all the evidence is out on it yet. And yet everybody's already made their decision about it. That's what I feel about it. I feel that the man is innocent until proven guilty, but he's actually already been charged with guilty in the media.
You know what? Hey, here's what I would say. Innocent until proven guilty, you're right, but then there's the court of public opinion. And here's what the problem is. Do you agree with this, Michael? Unfortunately, I bet you anything George Zimmerman wishes he could put the genie back in the bottle. I do.
Right.
I bet you he wishes he could. I bet you he wishes he could back off that night.
Right, right. And I agree with you. But the thing about this particular case is that it's already become a racial thing. And I don't know. I think the first caller was saying that the guy is he was labeled
white Hispanic.
Read, he was labeled, white with Hispanic background.
Yeah.
And if you look at President Obama, that's like saying that he is black with white background. You know, it kind of doesn't make any sense.
It kind of doesn't, because you know what they're trying to split. You're right. I mean, I didn't say that there, but you're trying to split hairs on this whole thing. It's a wicked tap dance around political correctness, is what I think, Michael.
Right, right, right. So I just think that everybody should wait until you get all the evidence out first in order to make your judgment on it. Because the guy said that he was acting in self-defense. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. Maybe he got panicked. Who knows?
You know what? That's true. Michael, great call. Call us again. Maybe he did panic. I mean, whatever happened there, and Michael agrees on that, I think the biggest blunder was he should have just backed off in the first place. I think he was just totally wrong to do that. He shouldn't have, zealously pursued him. He should have just backed off and just called 911 like he did, let them handle it. That's what they said. But it's too late to go back, so we can't go backwards. We can only go forwards. And he's right, though. All the facts aren't out. If he's not charged, then he's not charged. And there's a good chance he won't be charged. Stay with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Let me say it again, that the Trayvon Martin death isn't going to end up going to a Florida grand jury. So that's been shut down. That's out of the picture. Now, really, essentially, it's up to the feds, up to the Justice Department as to what's going to happen. If anything, George Zimmerman says the shooting was life-altering. It was a life-altering event for him. He said this on a website. He didn't say the shooting, but he said what happened was a life-altering event for him, and he can't live where he lived before, and he can't work and all that sort of stuff, and that he was putting up a website so people could hear what he had to say and help him with donations. So I was wondering, would any of you throw some donations George Zimmerman's way? Is that akin to begging for a, no doubt it's a terrible situation. This whole thing is awful. From the beginning it reeked no matter what. It was awful that Trayvon Martin was killed. And if Zimmerman panicked perhaps or whatever, was just very aggressive about thinking he was stopping crime or getting somebody who looked suspicious, did he want it to turn out that way? Deep down, I think he didn't want it to turn out that way, but unfortunately, he pursued him. And then there's this, oh yeah, stand your ground law in Florida, which has saved a lot of lives, but now is in a tug of war over its survival. I think it stays, but there's debate about would we look at this a little closer now that we've had, should we look at this a little closer? And they are. in the state of Florida now that we've had this happen where someone who's innocent, unarmed, is shot down. And whatever happened, a scuffle, aggression, whatever, it has to be sorted out if there's going to be any kind of so-called punishment phase of this from the Justice Department. I think that it's going to take months for anything to come out. If the Justice Department just says they clear this whole thing, say it's a tragedy, whatever, blah, 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 it's still going to take months. I don't see this being a lickety-split decision. I mean, really, does the Justice Department, when they investigate, especially anything hypersensitive, do they act like they're on a Star Trek ship in warp speed? The answer is no, because it's easier to just let it sort of drag out. Think of anything that's been red hot, where the Justice Department has jumped in an investigation or in a lawsuit, let's say, for example, Arizona and the immigration law that Governor Jan Brewer signed into effect, but then immediately was shut down because the Justice Department came back at the law and said they couldn't do that. And, you know, I realize this isn't a death situation, but there are plenty of examples of the wheels turning slowly in investigative-wise. Fast and Furious, all the guns that went to the drug cartel that were supposed to be, oh, such a bountiful harvest of catching the bad guys that turned out ugly when two of our own were killed by our own guns that were part of that program. Boy, they sure moved at a snail's pace to find out more about Fast and Furious. There's still a lot of questions about that one. So you get my point. This is where I say you can throw in your two cents. And surely we're going to talk about some other things here on America Tonight, but this is big. This is the buzz in the backyard that's not going away. 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283, a brand new number for the show. How about it? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. It's easier. I think I'm remember that a lot easier than the last number that I only had for 4 years. I hope that you're catching on, too, as well. Let's go out to Tom in Washington. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Kate. I want to talk about the Trayvon Martin thing. And I've heard some reports here and there on other talk radio shows that Trayvon actually has a bit of a violent past, and nobody's talking about that. I guess that the whole reason, and I could be wrong about this, but I guess the whole reason that he was in Florida or in that town, he was staying with his uncle, he was suspended from school for beating up a school bus driver. Is that wrong, or is that right?
I heard that as a rumor. I heard that that was exaggerated, that wasn't true for what it's worth. I heard that wasn't accurate in trying to track that down.
I mean, he was there because he was suspended from school. And what was
You're right about that. He was there because he was suspended from school, and he was so that's why he was staying there. But here's the thing, Tom, we can't use that as a defense completely for George Zimmerman, and you know that, because if the kid... Say it again?
I'm sorry for interrupting you. I was talking over you, but it goes to somebody's character, though. I mean, if somebody's violent, I mean, we... You know, again, this guy is a kid, and, you know, I mean, he is 17 as a juvenile.
Right.
You know, and they don't know everything, but... you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but see, so here's the thing. If a kid is bad and gets into trouble, but he's a 17-year-old kid that's going to high school, and you're a guy with a gun, and you see him, and you got to, here's what you got to remember. He was going to the store getting the Skittles and getting the iced tea, and then, you know, what happens is George Zimmerman sees that it looks odd, and he pursues him, and then the rest is history. So that's the problem with that. You know, it's like in court, when you go into court and they say, well, you can't talk about the past, somebody's character, when a guy's on trial for his life, and he's got some kind of a past, and you can't bring certain things up because it has nothing to do with the current case. So unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, because it depends, Tom, what happened ultimately, and we don't know this, when Zimmerman, actually the moment of Zimmerman going up to Martin and then the two of them having, you know, going at it and then having all those 911 calls, you're getting different versions of the thing. And if anything, it definitely adds to what do you think that conversation was like? What do you think happened there really?
I just wondered what the timeline really was there. It's like I've heard that the guy was on foot pursuing him the whole time. And look, if I was in Trayvon's spot, that would really freak me out for somebody, you know, walking after me for a couple blocks. You know, I'd probably confront the person. Mm-hmm. But then again, I've also heard that as soon as Trayvon did confront him, the guy had started retreating to his car and Trayvon pursued him. So I don't know what the heck happened. You know, certainly there are a lot of things that are going to come out in this, and I think that no matter what happens, there's some ugliness on both sides.
Oh, I agree. I think there's some ugliness all the way around, too, when it comes to the big throwdown we're having across the nation. Tom, good call. Yeah, you're right about that. Unfortunately, what I keep coming back to is what we just said there, the 17-year-old being killed for, ultimately, he has no weapon. He's going to the grocery store, going to the convenience store, whatever you want to say, and how does this get this far down the line? How does this happen? And the background, it doesn't matter. Has anyone out there been ever suspended for school for something? Did you ever get in trouble in school? And does that play into, okay, he's there and he sees him and then he pursues him? And, you know, the bottom line is if Zimmerman just had not pursued him, then we wouldn't even be talking about this. I said this already. We can't go back in time, however. And I think that at some point, too, and where's the sympathy for the victim, for the kid? What if you were, he just said it right there. Tom just said it right there. What if you were being pursued? I've been in that situation. I was pursued once in Spain by some gypsies who followed a friend of mine, followed the two of us on a bus. And we started running. Of course, nobody would help us. It's a foreign country. It was broad daylight. And we were yelling for help, and no one would help us. In that case, my instinct was to run because I knew something was wrong, and they started pursuing me. In his case, did he start to run, panic, have his heart rate accelerated? I'm sure. If that's happening, that's what you're going to do. So there are things that happened here that ignited fires for the worst firestorm possible to happen. This kid dying, this kid being killed, and no weapon. But what was said, is it true, because there's so many different versions of this, is it true that he walked away and then Martin went after him and then the gun went off? And, you know, that's the thing. Will the Justice Department, will this investigation yield anything? What's going to ultimately come to light? Are there going to be charges against Zimmerman? You know, if I were a betting person, my gut feeling on this is there's not going to be charges. I don't think there are going to be charges because the police questioned him, let him go. They let him go. That's the first thing. Why does the prosecutor not have this go to the grand jury and then try to make a statement saying, oh, it shouldn't reflect on anything? I think the reason why is because of what happened with the police. So I don't believe the feds are going to have anything that they're going to pursue on Zimmerman either. All right, still open for business, of course. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Taxes. Let me just say, this is just a reminder, they're due a week, basically a week from now. You have to have your taxes done. You ready to drive up at midnight and get that stamp on your taxes? I don't know, maybe a lot of you don't fall into that category. It shows that we're a nation of procrastinators, I think, because all you have to do is stumble down to the local post office, the ones that are staying open late, and watch the confusion, all the people lining up to hurry up and get their taxes in. Nobody likes taxes, let's be real. Nobody likes his story, I think, to be honest. Does anyone want to see a 17-year-old kid shot, lying dead in the street? No, I don't think so. No matter what the circumstances, let's be honest. We don't want to see that happen, right? So in Florida, we already know this, with the gun laws there, Stand Your Ground has been effective in many cases because of people being pursued, where someone sticks a gun in their face in the car, where their car is stopped, where they're there on their property, they're in their backyard. I've heard a zillion stories. I used to spend a lot of time, in fact, in Florida. I still do spend time there. I've got family in Tampa, St. Pete, but I spent time in Miami in the past, a lot of time in Miami, a lot of time in the cities I just mentioned, and in Orlando, too. So I've seen and heard from the people that I know that live there of some of the brutal things that have happened, where something's been prevented because of the law. Now that law is being torn apart and analyzed as perhaps one of the big reasons that this happened. Maybe it wouldn't have happened if this law wasn't on the books. And the latest thing is, and every day there's different twists and there's different rumors and there's different exaggerations and there's different angles and different people speaking out for the Martin family themselves, or Zimmerman, Zimmerman's family members. And for the first time, Zimmerman actually had something to say because he put a website up saying that his life is not the same, that his life was altered after the event. And he didn't go into great detail, saying that he didn't want to hinder the investigation. He was very careful about that and didn't say anything about that other than he doesn't have a job, he can't be at home, his life has changed, and he wants everyone to know that this, he's got a lot of support, and he thanks people for that, and this is his official website, and he would take donations. And then there was also a carefully worded thing there about he's not, or certainly the people that are speaking for him, he's not thinking that this is going to necessarily end up in a situation where he has to defend himself, but it's becoming apparent that he has to have some money because of what's happening. So the question is, here's a great question. How much money do you think, if any, Zimmerman will get? I think he gets some, but is it in the thousands? Does it just really explode because people feel for him? On this show, I got to tell you, it's split. A lot of people think, hey, back off Zimmerman. And then others say, you know, what about Trayvon? Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
Yeah, we're going to get some snow up here tomorrow. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. March was like the warmest on record across the board. Now you're getting snow in April.
I know. Isn't it?
It's crazy.
It must be an inconvenient truth.
There you go.
I got another inconvenient truth for you.
Go ahead.
I put some numbers up on your little old Facebook there. Just happened to be reading Patrick Buchanan's Suicide of Superpowers. On page 243, he has the FBI crime figures. Blacks committed 400,000 violent crimes against whites in 1 year, 2007. I didn't see the other years. Now, you know, there's only 365 days in the year. That means every day of every week of every month, there are over 1,000 violent crimes by blacks against whites. And there's only 55,000 the other way. Remember, blacks only comprise 13% of the population. Now, you know, we could use, you know, all kinds of figures there and say, well, that's 40 times bigger than what it should be, so on and so forth. But that's not even the most incredible number. There are 14,000 in that year assaults on white women by African-American males. And do you know how many the other way? You know how many times whites attacked black women?
How many?
I could not find one case.
Mm.
Now, if that is the inconvenient truth. And that is why I have to say, you know what? We cannot back off anymore. You cannot walk away anymore, because there is a race war going on and only one race is fighting. Now, those are the numbers, Kate.
Well, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing with the numbers. I think that, unfortunately, what does that say, though? What else does that say? What a tragic discussion we can have about where we're going as a society if these atrocities, because I'd like to see the breakdown per city versus suburb, that kind of thing. But how awful is that? But that's not surprising to me.
It does not surprise you, Kate, that there are 4,000 attacks on white women by blacks in 1 year, and there's not one attack by a white man on any black women, that doesn't surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me from the fact of what you're saying. I'd have to see the numbers of, are we talking about inner city? Where are we talking about for those numbers?
Entire United States.
Entire United States.
Right.
Just straight FBI statistics of just generically not saying, okay, here's Philadelphia, here's Los Angeles, here's Compton, San Francisco.
One more thing, Kate. You know, you and I both have heard people say, why don't the Muslims, right? Why don't they try and correct their religion? Why don't they have them against the bad parts of their?
Sure.
Well, I think it's time that the country ask the blacks, why don't they have protests against the bad parts of their culture? Because you know what? Blacks have a very strong cultural heritage. They have very many facets in their culture. But you don't see any black leaders out there
doing that.
Standing up and saying, you know what? Why are we attacking whites as if they were the enemy? And why don't we see these numbers in the news? And you know, we don't have to go after it and use those numbers to attack. We can use those numbers to try and help. But, you know, running away, I think, is out of the question anymore. You have to stand your ground. And, Kate, I know you feel about this because you're a woman, you have a big heart, you feel for that little kid. And we all like the fact that you allow anybody to call in. And I want to thank you for my opportunity. Have a good night, Kate.
Thank you, Tomas. You know, it's interesting what Tomas just said, because this is the thing. We hear this all the time. Where are we in race relations? How far have we come? How far have we not come? I mean, does he make a point? Is there a point where how come there aren't more leaders saying, why is this going on? But here's what I would say to that. Some of the people that I've talked to in the black community who want to see things change, they don't want disillusioned kids. They want kids to pursue their dreams. They want kids to have the same opportunity to not live in these, drug infested, hopeless situations, which is where a lot of this crime happens. That's why the blanket statistics to me, I want to see where we're talking about. And that's why it's not so shocking, because we know where some of these areas are. We know where some of these projects are, where it is more than rough and tumble. We know there are areas that you drive around. That's why they drive around those areas, whether it's Compton, California, the projects in Philadelphia that are beyond the Northeast, or whether in some parts of Harlem it's still very dangerous for people, or they feel like it's very dangerous, even though there's been a revitalization. I mean, it is time that people come together. I agree with that. And it's time to address some of the atrocities that are happening really across the board. Any thoughts? Send them to me at americatonight.net.